Welcome back to Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really glad to tell you that Quentin Henning is with me once again, this time to give us an update on SK Mining, which is in the process of outlining a very major precious metals-rich VMS deposit, in, or maybe deposits, could be more than one the way it looks, in the same belt of rocks as one of the richest mines in Canadian history was hosted, and that is the SK Creek Mine. And so we're really glad to have Quentin here. I understand an awful lot of things have happened since we last talked to him on May 31st. So thanks so much for joining me, Quentin.
Thank you, Jay. Pleasure to be here.
It's really good to have you. And, you know, I just want to know if you can give us an idea of what's going on. I know that, you know, a lot of work was done over the last couple of years, a lot of different targets that were outlined, the TV Jeff being a couple of them. I think there's the prospects of those two joining, and I think probably you're working on that this summer, but a lot of other things going on. So just give us an update on what people need to know about this project.
Certainly. Look, this is a year of growth as we see it. We're really stepping out and testing new targets. The hope is to identify some new massive sulfides that have precious metal-rich, you know, attributes like we've seen at TV and Jeff. So what we're doing, let's kind of do a recap. I'll pick up kind of on some of the points you made, and then I'll talk about what we're doing this year. All right, so SK Creek was an incredible deposit. It was mined in the late 1990s into the 2000s, and the head grade life of mine was an astounding 46 grams per ton gold. It also had 2.2 kilograms of silver per ton. So one of the most remarkable things about that mine was the silver paid for gold production. Okay, so it was basically a negative dollar cost production. Yeah, it was for the gold came along for free. Amazing, amazing story. All right, now, you know, what is it? It's a VMS, a volcanogenic massive sulfide deposit. So these are seafloor black smokers that came up, in this case, around 180 million years ago, and they burped out a bunch of sulfides onto the seafloor. People have seen videos of these probably and over time and science documentaries and stuff. But, you know, the seafloor is active. There's a lot of hot springs and a lot of activity down there forming ore bodies. And you know, occasionally when these things form, they get shoved up onto the continent, and we now can explore them. So here at SK Creek, we basically have a camp. Now, Skeena Resources has taken over the old Barrick ground. Okay, so the Barrick mine, SK Creek mine, is now under control of Skeena. And what they're doing is advancing to feasibility study the lower grade. It's not low grade, but the lower grade material around the old mine. All right, so they're moving forward on a resource that's, you know, at least, I think it's at least 5 million ounces, something like this. And it will support a large-scale mine, say 400,000 ounces per year. So really good outcome there. It's going to kind of rejuvenate that whole story. But we've got all the ground surrounding. Okay, we've got about 526 square kilometers of very prospective ground, and we effectively control the rest of the geological district, if you will, for these VMS deposits. So VMS occur in clusters. We all know that. Usually when you find one, there's others. And we think we have the rest of the belt. All right. So TV and Jeff, the areas that we've worked in the past couple of years, we've drilled pretty robustly at this point. They're still open for expansion, and we will be we'll continue drilling to expand those. But we recognized late last year, as they did more and more field work, that there are other VMS systems across the property. We found this new area we refer to as Scarlet Ridge. And it includes now two other targets nearby. One's called Scarlet Valley, and then the other one's Scarlet Knob. And then we have a place called Tarn Lake. So there's really four VMS systems that we can identify up in the northeast part of our property. And those are currently being drilled. Then we have down at TV Jeff done a lot of work along strike. So we've expanded our vision towards new VMS systems along the belt at TV and Jeff over about a 5 or 6 linear kilometer strike. And we've been drilling systematically, testing new targets along that belt. And so that's going to be a very exciting component of this. Our hope is to, by the end of the season, identify, not necessarily drill out by any stretch, but identify, you know, more VMS deposits on the property and demonstrate to the world that we do have the scope of this, you know, ability to generate a very, very large endowment of mineralization here. So we're very keen on testing these, at least with first pass drill, you know, tests this year. Like if we can poke a hole into a couple of these, even that would be very exciting. But then, you know, looking ahead, once we find these additional VMS, we'll drill them out systematically from there. So it's really a matter of just building inventory at this point. You know, finding new deposits, building inventory. I think the area, like, it's just incredibly ripe. Like, every time the guys go out, and we have a crackerjack crew, you know, the guys from the School of Mines, John DeDecker and his team, every time they go out, they find new sulfide mineralization and new areas, too. You know, I've talked about TV and Jeff and the Scarlet Ridge region, but they're starting to see mineralization on the west side of the Anticline over at TV Jeff. So, you know, TV Jeff were basically on the same anticline as SK Creek, the original deposit. But they're seeing mineralization at a place we call Excelsior, which is on the west side of the anticline. So that's a new discovery that's kind of starting to take shape. There's some other areas to the south as the snow melts are starting to move in and explore in new places. And they're starting to turn up sulfides down to the south, where we know we have really good, really strong gold anomalies and stream sediments down around C10 and stuff. So now this property is going to deliver. It's just a remarkable opportunity to find the next generation, really, of high grade gold systems here in the Golden Triangle.
I'm just looking at I'm looking at an image. It shows TV and Jeff, and there's like 2 kilometers that. Between the two, at least the diagram that I'm seeing, is there some potential there for these two to connect? I think that's what the thought was, right?
Yes, there is a potential. Now, at which level, if it's the upper, you know, what's really interesting is there's multiple levels of EMS systems in this area. So we basically have kind of a stack, if you will. And we're trying to figure out exactly at what level these things connect. Will probably be determined by the end of the season because we have several fences of drill holes that test that area between the two. But we don't know quite yet. We don't know just yet.
All right. And so you're drilling now. How much of the drill season, how much drilling has been done compared to what you plan to do for the entire season?
Certainly. Look, the plan's 30,000 meters this year, a very robust drill season this year. And the team has done just under 15,000 meters right this moment as we speak. So they're making great progress. To put it in perspective, we managed to drill, I think it was just under 24,000 meters last year by the middle of September. This year, by the middle of September, we could be close to 28,000 meters, the pace we're going, because this is early August right now. So they're doing well. I think we'll easily get the 30,000 meters we've targeted, and we're going to have, you know, a lot of news flow. Assay turnaround is supposedly going to be quicker this year, at least we're hoping. I haven't seen, you know, just an absolute, you know, heard other companies, you know, saying, assays are flying in.
Yeah.
But, we'll be hopeful, but in the meantime, we'll you know, drill the holes we plan and, you know, we'll wait patiently.
Yeah, well, some projects, you know, smart geologists can visually determine or have some sense of what they're seeing in the core. Is there that ability here? I mean, I would think if you're seeing sulfides, that would be a good sign.
Certainly. When they see sulfides, and we put this out in 2 news releases that were issued in July, there's 2 updates that people should revert to. And they see lots of stock work and replacement sulfides. So we know we're into some new systems, really, really juicy-looking rock, quite frankly. You know, precious metal content is yet to be determined, but we're very optimistic with what we see.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly you have a great team there, and I know you've talked about Dr. John DeDecker. Uh, is a, is really an expert on VMS systems, and he's, I guess, leading your exploration efforts up there. Are you funded well enough to go through this season? Hopefully we don't have to raise more money in the middle of the season.
Right now, it looks like we are. We've got warrant money that's coming in. We had, if you wind back the clock to 2020, there was a funding, I think, in early June. All of those warrants came in. And then there was another funding in around mid-August here, I believe. And I, you know, I don't keep up with the finance side of things, but I'm pretty sure they're seeing the warrants come in. And that should fund, by and large, the rest of the program. So I think the company is now, if they want to drill some more, like if they hit 30,000 meters, say, by the third week in September.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, but right now it looks like we have a run budget, we'll call it.
Well, I guess always patience is required, especially when you have projects that are so large with so many different possibilities here. You know, it's not like you can have a couple of drill seasons and have a deposit drilled out. But let's say that things come together and sort of connect there at TV and Jeff. Do you think at some point the company will start to focus on just, you know, more like pinpoint most of their work
resource
in that area?
Level? Yeah. Yeah. Like the resource level work will certainly be part of this. We're hoping by next season, you know, once we've identified these new VMS deposits, that we can start to drill them systematically and build that resource. It, you know, we're starting from scratch, whereas, you know, Skeena had literally hundreds, if not thousands, of drill holes to work with.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a bit of catch up, we'll call it. But nonetheless, even though we're at earlier stage, I think we got the biggest part of this story.
Yeah, well, it's really remarkable when you realize that Skeena is now making a 5 million ounce deposit out of what was considered too low grade in the past, and making something very significant out of it. And if they can produce something in the order of 400,000 ounces a year, they will become a significant player in that area. And I'm certain, pretty sure that they're somewhat aware of what you guys are doing down there as well. So
very, very true. Yep.
It should be very interesting, Quentin. Thank you very much for giving us an update. We'll keep our eyes on this and really look forward to, hopefully sometime before the end of the year, getting some assays, huh?
I think we'll see it before year end, yeah. I think we started to see assays come in. Maybe it was October or November-ish last year. I'm hoping a little sooner than that this year. Yeah. But we'll see.
All right. Thank you so much, Quentin, for being with us and updating us on this very exciting story.
Thank you, Jay.